In a cramped living room in Londonderry, voters gathered not to celebrate Donald Trump's victory, but rather to prepare for next week. These were Hillary Clinton volunteers, and their eyes were set on the Democratic National Convention, which will kick off in Philadelphia on Monday.
Tonight, when we watch that, we know it's a show. We know it is Trump's show. But in all seriousness, that's what we're going to get if we don't vote and we don't get out the vote.
Although the majority of the room will be working the phones all night, host Tammy Siekman made sure to keep the Republican National Convention coverage still on in the background.
I just think it's really important for us to know who our opponent is and see what we're up against. And it does help people reflect to know exactly why they're volunteering. That's a really big issue. If they actually watch the Trump speech tonight, I think they're going to have a much better sense of why they're doing what they're doing.
Many of the Democrats in the room, like 65-year-old Donald Swartz of Londonderry, were not impressed by this week's GOP convention.
That was a convention? I thought it was a circus. But it's just a hate thing in the Republicans. That's all. The party of no, and all they're doing is just hating on Hillary and hating on Hillary and hating on Hillary. They have no plans for anything, so they just hate.
This gathering in Londonderry was one of seven events scattered across the state Thursday night and was coined by the Hillary Clinton campaign as better than this watch parties, aimed to highlight the, quote, hateful and dangerous policies of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, across town at Cafe Therese, a crowd of Trump supporters were in their glory as their top candidate officially accepted the GOP nomination.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Rather than a canvas party, the Trump event was a celebration, with dozens of balloons streamed across the dining room, and even a Trump-themed menu.
I'm actually going to get Ivanka salad. I am.
That was Elizabeth Davis of Londonderry, who came out to watch Trump's victory speech with her husband. A few tables down, another couple ordered the Let's Make America Great Again burger, and to their left, someone ordered the Donald Hot Fudge Sundae for dessert. But even though last night was a victory for Trump supporters, not all in attendance were happy with how the convention turned out, including Ted Cooper of Chester. Cooper says he was disappointed that several of the major party leaders have still refused to get behind Trump.
He took the pledge that he would support everybody, and they all took the same pledge. Bush, Cruz, all of those people took the pledge. But all of a sudden, Kasich, you know, all of them. Now all of a sudden, because they're sore losers, including Romney, they're not taking the pledge and living up to it.
Republican John Pellerimo of Derry agreed. Party unity, he says, is crucial to securing a win this fall.
It's important to come out and support the candidate, and it's important to come out and together to build a consensus, people to work together to get the vote out.
And this very division is likely to be a major talking point for Clinton next week when her party has the spotlight in Philly. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.